Hello. Whoa. Wait, can I even hear myself? Oh, there we go. Let me just find something really quickly so I can. Hello. I just wanted to remind you that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is. Electric Neil. With me, your host, DJ Roomba. You can visit us online at wjrich.org. And this today is, of course, International Women's Day, and I will be playing exclusively female artists, in part because of the Women's Day, and also there's a little related Spotify feature that was released the other day that tells you what percentage of the artists you listen to are male or female. For me, it was below average diversity with 96% male and 4% female. And I had some difficulty finding songs for this episode somehow, which isn't ideal. And I've roused together some good tracks. Hope you enjoy them. We'll be starting with Solange Knowles, sister of Beyonce, but not to be put in her shadow. She's an excellent musician in her own right. We have a song from her 2016 album, A Seat at the Table, the hit single, Cranes in the Sky. Enjoy.
In my head. head be feeling clearer. I travel 70 states. Thought moving around make me feel better. I tried to let go my lover. Thought if I was alone, then maybe I could recover. To write it away, I'll cry it away.
Don't you cry, babe.
Sometimes I don't wanna feel those metal lines. Yeah, it's like cranes in the sky. Sometimes I don't wanna feel those
Solange Knowles with Cranes in the Sky. Next up, we have my favorite band that doesn't love me back, Hospitality. I'm not going to tell the story again. They've not answered my calls. They're still, it would appear that they have broken up. Two of them are raising a family, and the other is doing his own thing. That's not like Hospitality, so highly disappointing. I'll give them some calls over break and maybe go to their house in South Carolina. We'll keep you posted on my mildly stalkish efforts. But it's for a good cause. It's not really part of the music director's job description, but you know, I like to take a wide array of tasks on in my role. Anyway, here's a track from their probably final album, Trouble. It's a 2014 album that I've played much of, perhaps even this song. It's the track Going Out by Hospitality. Enjoy.
Yourself alone, standing in the glass with a costume on. Both knowing that you were caught. Off with dresses and parasols, rhinestone rings and high heel soles, wrapped in cloth from your head to toe. Thank you.
going out from hospitality. Now moving on to Miss Lauryn Hill, who released one album, an excellent album, and then became disillusioned with fame and then never made anything else. But it's one of the best albums of all time, at least in the genre. Right. Okay. Okay. This is a song called X Factor from The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. It was quite controversial at the time because it was it's called X Factor, so EX dash factor rather than just the letter X. And it's about it's widely speculated and mostly believed to be about Wyclef Jean, who she dated while she was in the Fugees with him. And so they dated, and then their breakup went to the end of the Fugees, and then she went on for a very short solo career with this album. So right here is X Factor from Miss Lauryn Hill.
But you'd rather make it hard. Loving you is like a battle. And we both end up with scars. Tell me who I have to gain so reciprocity. No one's hurt me more than you.
said you die for me, give to me, give to me. Why won't you live for me, care for me, care for me? You said you care for me, care for me, care for me. Said you'd be there for me, give to me, give to me. Why won't you live for me, cry for me, cry for me? You said you die for me.
X Factor from Miss Lauryn Hill, the 1999 album, 1998, excuse me, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I wonder when the old 20th anniversary is coming up. Let me do a quick check for that. Okay, August 25th, turns 20 years old. Interesting. So it had three hit singles, this being one of them. Not as commercially successful as Doo-Wop, That Thing, that I almost played on the show. But definitely recommend that. If that's your homework for this week, go listen to Doo-Wop, That Thing from Miss Lauryn Hill. Moving on to one of my favorite bands that happened to break up. Even though it's only two people, I don't even know. Right, so it's Chairlift, 2012 album, Something. Great album from Caroline Polachek and Patrick last name. And I don't really remember what this song is about, which is interesting because it's called Am and Amnesia. So I'd assume it's about forgetting. I don't know. I guess we'll find out as we listen. So here's Am and Amnesia. That's spelled AmaNaeMonesia. From Chairlift and the 2014 album Something.
You lost your focus, but I got a plan for it. With a secret ingredient. And you want it done clean, but it. Just leave it on the gin and ice. Two of them and four of eyes. And you want it done clean, but it.
No one could not agree.
It's unanimously
Eminem Amnesia from the 2014 album Something from Chairlift. That's the song from my cursory research that is about a third band member. So it's right now, or at its most recent iteration, you could say. The band, before they broke up, it was just Jonathan Patrick, I forget his last name, Wimberly or something, and then Caroline Polachek. So they were the two, but before this album came out, I think their first album, it's kind of like a weird name. Their last album was Moth in 2016, and then 2012, no, 2012 was Something. And then 2008, they had Does You Inspire You? So that was their first album with had Bruises on it, which was on a pretty big iPod commercial way back in the day. So that's how they got one of their big starts. Anyway, I had a point that I promise. Right, so before Something came out, a third band member, Aaron, left the band. And so that's what that song is about. It's a bit of a diss track for him about... Yes, they asked in the song, you lost your focus. Like, do you have a plan for it? Petty stuff from Chairlift. Moving on to Raven Lene, who I've played on the show in the past from her very good EP with executive producer and frequent collaborator Steve Lacey. A little song off the Crush EP. That's the name of the EP. From just about a few weeks ago. And this one is going to be Closer, and then in parentheticals, O to U. That's the number two and the letter U. Here we go. Raven Lene, produced by Steve Lacey. Closer, O to U.
Just stay away.
Closer, Ode to You, from Raven Lynae off the 2018 EP, Crush EP. Well, I've been so fortunate to have the listenership of Will Moustakakis for this radio show. Thank you. Appreciate it. And because I really knew I had an effective tactic in getting him to listen to the show when I informed him that I'd be speaking about Greece, his country of origin, in a way. It's because I so I told him I'd be talking about it. So Greece take a large role in this song. Is this one's called Green and Gold. Now, those colors are of the colors of the Jamaican flag, but this song sees Leon Lahavas, which I'm not pronouncing correctly, come to grips with both her Greek and her Jamaican heritage. So it's from the 2015, that's correct, album Blood. Here's Leon Lahavas. I actually got to look up how to pronounce that. From the 2015 album Blood, here's Green and Gold. Green and Gold from Leanne. I mean, I'm going to go over that. She's an English singer-songwriter, actual name Leanne Barnes, but chose her Greek father's surname. I'm just reading the Wikipedia. His last name, which is Vlahavas. Look at that. That's very complicated. Right. Okay. Next up, we have Cherry Wine, which I'll admit does feature a male artist, Nas. It's actually a Nas track, but it very prominently features Amy Winehouse, the late Amy Winehouse. This is a track from the 2012 Nas album, Life is Good. And here we go. Cherry Wine from Nas featuring Amy Winehouse.
Someone to talk me off the bridge any day or night. She teach me how to live, she ain't afraid of life. Not easily impressed with the rich or famous life, cause she'd have been there and heard all the rumors before. She love art, she ride out with me on my music tour. She like the herbs, natural medicine, she cooking good. She tell me everything is cool when they ain't looking good. For real, the world's so ill. Yo, I want a girl so real, who not after material wealth, but get dope still. Or maybe an educator, a lady with etiquette, who could be from out the hood or either work for the president, as long as there's no selfishness. Yes, as long as her love for the people is deep-rooted and evident, you could be easily recruited, your heaven's in. Your smile put me at ease, you the woman I need, but where is she? Trying to reply them, they never suppose I get my quiet timing. They think forever I'm rolling the dough, swimming in a pool of cash, guys. Wouldn't they know, what am I a fool? No, got people coming at me mad. I had to tell homes, I don't keep a cell phone. My bad, I drag off the L and try to silence it. The noise in my head, the curse of the talented. Strong communicator, vagabond, I gallivant around the equator. If that would get me off the radar, it's so intense. I'm on my Lilo and Stitch, pour my Pinot Grigio crisp with some lime. Yo, is this an immaculate version of me and my Biggie? With all respect, cause you the only one who gets me.
Life is good.
Now where is he, the man who is just like me?
Nas and Amy Winehouse, a track about soulmates. Cherry is the nickname Amy Winehouse had for her guitar, and Red in the song, she wants to talk to her Red and her Cherry. So Red being red wine and Cherry being her guitar. So this was the hook from Amy Winehouse wasn't originally supposed to be a hook for a Nas track, but they had always wanted to collaborate but never got to because of her untimely death in 2011. So he took the hook and made the song around it. It's a really great track. So here we go. Next up, we are going to have D-A-N-C-E from Justice. It's a good track, 2005 track from the album Cross. Here we go. It's a little bit, very dancey, electronic-y track. Here we go. D-A-N-C-E.
To ignite. You were such a B-Y-T, catching
Dance from Justice. I didn't look. All right, so. This is this track is dedicated to Michael Jackson. What else? It's sampled on Jay-Z's The Blueprint 3. And wait, what? Number 4 on Rolling Stone's list of 100 best songs of 2007, even though it came out. Oh, no, it did come out in 2007. That's unusual. I thought the... Okay, I thought I was going to sneeze, but I ended up not sneezing. Such is the human condition. Right, moving on. Okay. Next up, we have a track from Carrie Foe, who is a Little Rock, Arkansas-based rapper. This track, well, she is associated with Donald Glover / Childish Gambino's larger clique. She's in his agency, and they're in like a creative sort of group going on. She's involved with Atlanta in some sort of way, the TV show that was on at 10 that I've missed the first two episodes of because of this show. Anyway, here is the track Low Key from Carrie Foe's 2017 album Primary.
Hold it down, baby. Ain't nobody gotta know.
Carrie Foe, real name Carrie Johnson, with the track Low Key from the 2017 album Primary. This track is featured very prominently in the Issa Rae show Insecure. I have a sneaking suspicion that I've played this one before. You can let me know if I have. I'll apologize profusely. Let's see, 10:54. Right, we got one more track for tonight. It's a track from the incredible debut from one of my favorite artists, St. Vincent, real name Annie Clark. It's the track Human Racing, which I may have also played before, But there's I don't know. Maybe I should find more music, but here we go. It's Human Racing from the 2007 debut from St. Vincent, Marry Me. Please enjoy. Enjoy if you like.
Sure could use some rest from this place, human racing, and the faces of people who pound at your door. They'll always want more, they'll want more. Hummingbird, what's the word? Are you still your mother's child? Or have you found yourself a flower? Flower child, you're still wild under a harvest moon. Can we eat of all the fruits of our youth? Tell the truth now, your heart is a stranger.
There we have it, our International Women's Day episode, finishing off with the classic, St. Vincent. I want to thank everyone for listening. I just want to give a quick reminder, as we transition into Robo DJ, and a night full of Robo DJ, because nobody has a show after me, we're going to remind you that you are listening to WJRH, 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Shock Me Like an Electric Neil, with me, your host, DJ Roomba. Give us a visit online at wjrh.org. Thanks for tuning in. Let me see how many people. I haven't checked actually all episode to see how many view. Oh, wait. Let's see. 4. That's what I like to see. Yeah. I think we had a peak at 9. Maybe I had 9 at some point. All right. Thanks for listening. Speak to you in 2 weeks' time. Next Thursday will be my birthday, my 20th birthday. And then the 22nd, we will be back with your regularly scheduled programming of Shock Me Like an Electric Neil here in the basement of Hoag Hall. Thanks again for the listen. Really appreciate it. Have a great week without me. And I don't know. Have a great 2 weeks. Speak to you in 14 days. Goodbye.